Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Menachos Daf Ayin, and we're starting from the middle of Daf Samach Tesem in Beis. The Gemara says, "Boy Rabbi Zeira, chitim sheyordu ba'ovim mahu. If you have wheat that comes down in the clouds, what's the din with that wheat?" So the Gemara says, "Lamai." If we're dealing with a yilan to take this wheat and use it to bring a karban mincha, why shouldn't you? What's wrong if the wheat comes down in a cloud? El shtei alecha. The question is, the guy with the din of shtei alecha, is there a din that you're only not allowed to bring from chutzlaritz? Aval da'avim shapadami. But the clouds are not chutzlaritz, so it's fine. Eidil mimeshvesechem dafka afil da'avim nami loy. That you need dafka meishri sechem, and you can't bring it from the clouds. And the Gemara says, "Amika kai gafna." How are you going to have such a case where chitim will come down with the clouds? The Gemara says, "In kadai tia nachisla yum kizba chiti betlase parsi." There was a case where they had a big rain shower of chitim. Now there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What are these chitim Sheyardu ba'avim? What are they exactly? Rashi says that the clouds absorbed a ship full of wheat, and it came as together with the rain. The chitim came together with the rain, but it really actually came from a shipload of chitim. So Taisa says he doesn't understand that. If the chitim actually came from chutzlaritz, so just because they went in the clouds, why should they be mutter? And if they came from Eretz Yisrael, so just because they went in the clouds, why should it be asir? It depends on the original origin of the chitim. So what's the pshat that just because the clouds got the chitim from a ship, it would depend what the original origin of the chitim are. If these chitim grew in Eretz Yisrael, so what's wrong with them? If the chitim grew in Chutz Laaretz, so how could they be good? So Tosfos says that it came by Deneis. Like it says, Hanu at Masa, Perik Dal Mises, the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about someone finds, meat that just came down from a Shemayim is meat. And the Gemara's question was, is it kosher meat? Is it trefa meat? The Gemara there says, Hashem doesn't make an ace and send trefa meat. You could rely that the meat is kosher meat. But you see that things come from Shemayim. The Tzayin Kedoshim says that Rashi didn't want to learn that way because it doesn't say chitim shiyodim in a Shemayim. It says chitim shiyodim ba'avim. It came from the clouds. If it just came in a Shemayim derech neis, so it would say min a Shemayim. It wouldn't say from the clouds. And also the Gemara Sakasha mi'ika dekhai gavna. Is there such a thing as chitim coming down from the clouds? If it's a neis, so why not? Nisim could always happen. If a kasha, could it happen? A polem Hashem dover. The Teretz is, the Gemara is mashpin that the Gemara is asking a shayla about a natural occurrence. And that the Gemara says, there's no such natural occurrence as the wheat coming down with the clouds. The Gemara says, there is. The clouds could absorb the wheat, and it would come down with the clouds. It happened. Not through an ace. But that's what Rashi didn't want to learn, that we're talking about an ace. So what do we do with Taisa's kasha? On Rashi's pshat, that it came because it absorbed it from a ship. So what do we do with Taisa's kasha? Madam Shulch, if it came from Eretz Yisrael, so what's wrong with it? And if it came from Chutz Laaretz, how could it be good? So the Marie Kurkis on the Rambam Milchus Minim Saf and Periches Halacha Gimel, he has one shot that it's taka a suffik. It's a suffik if it came from Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. And Gemara Shaila is, what's it in by a suffik? So why did the Gemara have to ask in such an unusual case as Chitim Sherei Dubavim? So he says, normally you find wheat and you don't know if it came from Eretz Yisrael and came from Chutz Laaretz, so kan nimsa kan haya. If you find it in Eretz Yisrael, so let's assume it came from Eretz Yisrael. If you found it in Chutz Laaretz, let's assume it found in the Chutz Laaretz. And also in an ordinary case, it's not mistar, but you won't be able to trace the origin of the wheat. But here we have a case where the wheat came raining down the clouds, so you have no idea what the origin of the wheat is. That's a klar suffik. So that was the Gemara Shaila. What's a din by a suffik? So I want to lay tzu to this pshat. What's taka de shailado? L'chay, if it's a suffik psul, it should be pasul. There's a din meishveis. There's a din that has to come from Eretz Yisrael. This is a suffik of came from Eretz Yisrael. So why don't you say that it's pasul mi suffik? What's taka pshat in the Gemara shailado? And also, and this looks like Sam Sefer mentioned, in Siman Kuf Chav Ches in Erech Chaim, why don't you say Raiv? Raiv, wheat is from Chutz Laretz. Why don't you go Basa Raiv? What's the Gemara Shaila? So I think it's Pashat, even the Marie Kirkus doesn't read it ice. The Fias Pshat, you have to say that maybe the din of Meshvei Seichem is kind of like Meshvei Seichem, Lafuki Chutz Laretz if it's Vade Chutz Laretz. But somehow, if it's not Vade Chutz Laretz, it's not a Sisira to Meshvei Seichem. Ke'em like Mamze Vade V'le Mamze Safik U'kadayma. It's a little bit shver what the drasha would be, but somehow Meshvei Seichem is only Lafuki Vade Chutz Laretz, but if it's a Safik, then it's okay. Or maybe no. Meshvei Seichem is saying, as long as you don't have Vade Eretz Yisrael, it's a problem. But the heter wouldn't be a heter of Safik. The heter would be this, that like by Safik Mamzer at Bechlal. Once it's not Vade from Chutz Laretz, it's already good. And Mela wouldn't be Shver Reiv either so much, like the famous Taisa Roshim of Metziah Davavim Ebeis, that says when you have the din of Asiri Vade Velei Asiri Safik, even Reiv is called a Safik. Because it's a din. It's a din. When it's not a vadai, the halacha is that, there's no chiyuv meiser in that case. So by Mamzer also, you could say such a svara. So here also, even if you have a rave that it came from Chutz Laretz, but it's not vadai, so mele be kasha. That's one of the pshatim from the Marie Kirkus, a shver pshat. He doesn't like it so much. The other pshat that the Marie Kirkus says, and the Radvaz, also that they put out in the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, the Pirush of the Radvaz, also says the same thing. That it's Hacham and Mayaskin, and we know it came from Eretz Yisrael. But could be there's a din that if it went to the clouds and you're getting it from the clouds, that's a chsarin of Meshavis. You have to get it from Meshvisechem. You can't get it from the clouds. And the Chsam Sefer there in Siman Kuf Chav Ches also says a similar pshat. He says, you see, Lagabi Chalitz that way. In Mesechtes Chala, Perik Beis Mishnah, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. If you have Paris Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz Laretz, maybe they're not Chayim Chal anymore, even though it came from Eretz Yisrael, but if it went out to Chutz Laretz, it loses its shame Chal. So maybe here also, if it will go to Chutz Laretz, then even though it grew in Eretz Yisrael, but since you're getting it from Chutz Laretz, so it's Zichav Yipasol. But the clouds, that's a Shaila. Maybe the clouds don't have a din of Chutz Laretz, the guy be that. Maybe the clouds is not a stira to Meshe Seichem. That's the chayit of more pashup shat, according to Rashi, that even though it grew in Eretz Yisrael, there's a chsar, and since you didn't get it from Eretz Yisrael, you got it from the clouds, mishmashasechem to view, you have to get it from Eretz Yisrael. Growing in Eretz Yisrael is not enough. Now in Taisus, that says it came al yedei neis, what's the shail of the Gemara? I found the machloikis, the Gedele Rashi Yeshivas, the Briskerov, and Rabbi Chana Vassman, Rabbi Aaron also holds like Rabbi Chana. The Brisker of Nemzon, that the Shaila is, what's the Pshat Meshavis? Is the Pshat Meshavis that has to come from the actual ground of Eretz Yisrael? So, male, if it came down in a Shemayim Derech Neis, it didn't come from the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Or, no, it comes from the sky of Eretz Yisrael, that's also called Meshavis. But in Nemzon with the Klarkite, if it would come down from the sky in Chutzlar, it's Avad, it would be no good. That's not Meshavis. And the shail is, in Meshavis, does it have to be from the ground of Eretz Yisrael? Or is coming from the sky of Eretz Yisrael also good? That's what the Brisker Rav learns the shail. But Rabbi Chana learns the shail, no. Rabbi Chana learns that coming from the sky is not coming from neither Eretz Yisrael nor Chutz Laretz. Not the pshat that coming from the sky is blives coming from Eretz Yisrael, and that's good for the Gemara shail. It's coming from the sky blive like it comes from Eretz Yisrael, because it came from the sky of Eretz Yisrael, or has it have to come from the ground of Eretz Yisrael? Coming from the sky is a pshat, it's coming from neither Eretz Yisrael nor Chutz Laretz. So what is the shaila? What's the meat of Meshavais? Is the meat of Meshavais coming lafukei Chutz Laretz? Or is the meat of Meshavais coming tell you that you need Eretz Yisrael? That's good for the shaila. B'chana says it's a psachim, it's a kaivachir psachim, it's ois tez zayin. He says that Lagabe, he's making it a tzushtel. There's a shaila, we had this already early in Agamar also. Is a shaila, do you need two psukim by chametz to be mamayit goy and to mamayit hektish, or is one pasuk good enough? We had an agamar legabi miruach, but he wants to explain the shaila, is the pshat that the pasuk that tells you le'irel l'cham means that the chametz has to belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, you're not over. So male, that'll be mine everything. If it belongs to a guy, it doesn't belong to you. If it belongs to Hekdesh, it doesn't belong to you. So you only need one pasuk. Mashenken, if the pshat is not that it has to belong to you, belonging to a guy is a paiter. So then you need another pasuk. Belonging to a guy is a paiter. You need another pasuk. Belonging to Hekdesh is a paiter. It's two different things. One is belonging to a guy, and one is belonging to Hekdesh. Two different things. If the pshat has to belong to a yin, does state in the pasuk, samel that's a mait, anything that doesn't belong to a yin. Sai guy and sai Hekdesh, both the same thing. But if the pshat is belonging to a guy is a paiter, so then you need another pasuk for Hekdesh. So he says the same thing here. That's a gemara shaila here. What's Moshe Sechem? If Moshe Sechem is it has to come from Eretz Yisrael, this guy is not Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe Sechem is the pshat, that it can come from Chutz Laretz, so this guy is not Chutz Laretz. So that's a different mahalach. The Rav's mahalach is that maybe this guy is called Eretz Yisrael. That's good for the shaila. But I didn't Eretz Yisrael. But maybe this guy is called Eretz Yisrael because it came from the sky in Eretz Yisrael. But the Mechanan is saying, and Rabbi Anus is masking to this, that no, the sky is not Eretz Yisrael, but the sky is not Chutz Laretz. So Shaila is, do you have a need of Chutz Laretz, or is it, you need B'davka Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Aaron says a point, which is Negei, I think, side to his pshat, Rabbi Chanan's pshat, and also to the Brisker of pshat, Negei to both. He says, you see from this Gemara, that the din of Moshe Sechem is not the same din, like the din of Mitzvah Satulis Baretz. Mitzvah Satulis Baretz is the pshat, you need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas HaMakim. Mashege Moshe Sechem, you don't need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's a din, it's a Makam Yichud, it's a din which region it has to come from. It's not a vert of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He says, the Gemara would never clear a Shaila, Lagabi, let's say the Issa Chadash, or let's say the Issa Tevel. If Chitim would come in Hashemayim, would it have an Issa Chadash or an Issa Tevel? Of course not. It didn't grow in the land of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What's the Gemara Shal? Gemara Shal is Dafka Lagabi Shtei Alechem. Because Shtei Alechem, it doesn't need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, just like Menachas don't need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Shtei Alechem is Exeris Akas, if you need my Shavas. Even in Rashi, I think that's the word. Like we said in Rashi, the Marie Kirkus and the Radvaz and the Ksam Seifa are saying that since you didn't get it from Eretz Yisrael, you got it from the oven, so that's a problem, because you didn't get it from my Shavas, you'll never have such a problem on something which needs Kedushas Haaretz. Avad, the Kedushas Haaretz is telling where you grew. It does not tell you where you got it from. Vais Meshav is then where you're getting it from. It's not a vart of Kedushas Haaretz. Not a vart of Mitzvah Satulias Baretz. The Taisis is saying it for sure. Laimi Bai in his vart, that the Pshah is as long as it's not Chutz Laaretz, it's okay. But even in the Brisker Rav's vart, that he's saying that coming from the sky of Eretz Yisrael, that means coming from Eretz Yisrael, Avad Lagabi Mitzvah Tulis Baretz, it wouldn't be. It's only Lagabi Meshavas, which doesn't need Tulis Baretz. He brings other ayahs. He says the Gemara early in the Memheim and Beis, there's Benana springs a ayah that Lechem's not Makav the Kvasim, because in Midbar they didn't bring the Lechem. They only brought the Kvasim. So Rashi and Taiz both Mutchezach, how do you know they didn't bring Shtei Lechem in the Midbar? Zag the Lechayitz Pashit. Shtei Lechem has to come from Eretz Yisrael. And maybe they got it from Eretz Yisrael, but didn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael yet. They weren't Kedushas yet. They had no Din Eretz Yisrael yet. There was no Din Mitzvahs Tulis Baretz yet. And Alderich said in Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel that discusses how did they bring the Eimer, the first Pesach they came in, if it was beyond the Akum, if it was Gadol Shlish beyond the Goy, you have a problem with Ktsir Chem V'loi Ktsir Akum. Typically, it's a problem that's not Meshavis. Typically, the problem is it's not coming from Eretz Yisrael. Teretz is, Lagabi the din by Shavis, you don't need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's just the Makkah. You need Eretz Yisrael. You don't need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'chlal. That's why even the Ovim are good enough. There's no din you need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Not like Mitzvah Tulis Baris say need Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's what you say the Rabbi Aaron says, and I think it's richtig, sign of Aaron's Havana, that the Chitim and Hashemayim are not from Eretz Yisrael, not from Chutz Laretz, and sign the Brisker Rav's Havana, the Chitim from the Shemayim of Eretz Yisrael are called my Shavis, are called Eretz Yisrael, but that wouldn't work for Mitzvah Satulis Baretz. There's another very interesting thing in the Gei to Sugya, the Kli Chemda, of Meir Dom Platsky, on Parshas Vayakel. That he says over the famous verse from the Chedushei Arim, that the Olam all says over on Chanukah, sometimes Vishmai, sometimes not Vishmai. The way the Chedushei Arim said it was like this. Yadua, Lagabi Chanukah, we have the Beis Yosef's Kasha. Why was it an ace? Even the first day, why do we have all 8 days an ace? There was enough oil by Chanukah to light the first day. The nace was, it lasted all 8 days, but one day it could light. So male the first day, there wasn't a nace. That's back to Beis Yosef. So the Taz says the Teretz, that behechik, there had to be something left over by the first night also. Because the Gemara says a bracha can only be if there's something there, then it could be nizbarach. It has to be yesh meyesh. But if there's nothing there, there's nothing for the bracha to be chal on. So here, that a nace happened with the oil, it became the sram, but it had to be something there. So behechik, there had to be something left over for the first night. Today, that it should be chalon at the bracha, that it can have an ace. And mamele, even the first night's an ace, because the oil wasn't finished the first night. That's what the Taz says. So in fact, developed, a bracha is one thing. But an ace could be yesh me'ayin. Mehechet ace, just because a bracha, you want to say a bracha is only chalon, there's something there. That's a bracha like a more derech atavidik a bracha. Mashenken an ace? A nesa shalaika derech hatev, that could be yesh me'ayin. What's the pshat in the Taz? So the Chiddushim explains like this. The Eivishta, if he would make a nesa yesh me'ayin, and bring shemen when there was no shemen left, so that's not shemen zayis, that's shemen nes. It can't be yetzu with that oil. It's not olive oil. Maybe it has the same properties as olive oil. But it isn't olive oil, it's shemen nes. Navas, that's what the Taz is saying. If there's a little oil left over, and now that oil grew, so then you could say, this oil grew. A bracha happened in this oil. It's the same oil, but it's grew. It's a bigger kamos of the same oil. So that's called shemen zayis. Mashegin, if it would be totally gone, and you'd have to make an ace of yesh me'ayin, so it has nothing to do with the olive oil, that's a shemen ace. That's a chisherim shdikl. So in fact, the kli chenda, and agamar is mavur, the machidim come down from Shemayim, you can use them for menachas. You could actually use them for menachas. Day Lechem was a shayla about Meshavos, and menachas, the Gemara says, Pshita. Gemara says, am I loy? Why? Why don't you say it's not chitim, it's from an ace? Didn't come from the ground, it came like an ace. Vaisalisalai, the ace is also good enough. So what's pshat? And the chedushirim. Hazakta klichemda, avada, if olives would come al yidei nes, and then you would take those olives and crush them and make olive oil out of them, even though those olives never grew on a tree, that would be called Shemen Zayis. The Eibishter can make a Zayis, Alidei Neis, it doesn't have to come from a tree. Now, Sheinkein oil, the din of Shemen Zayis, the history of the oil has to come from a Zayis. It has to be the oil came from a Zayis. If the oil didn't come from a Zayis, it's not Shemen Zayis. So Mela, if you have chitin that come Eidei Neis, you can make them into a Seilis and make them into a Mincha, why not? But if you have Shemen that comes from Shemayim that never was in a Zayis, even though it looks and acts exactly like Shemen Zayis, but it happened not to have came from a Zayis, so that's a sign in Shemen Zayis, that's a Pshat in the Chedush Erim. So Mela, he wants to answer another Kasha, which is bothering him, is that the Targum Yenison there in Vayakal, on the Pasuk Vanasiyim Eviyu, that they brought the Avnei Shayim and they brought the Shemen Lamar, the Targum Yenison says clearly that they brought the Shemen Lamar, they got it from Shemayim Derech Neis. The Yidden didn't have these things, and they got the Shemen Lamar from Shemayim Derech Neis, just like they got the Avnei Shayim Avimulim from Shemayim Derech Neis, also the Shemen and the Besamim, they got from Shemayim Derech Neis. The Chayim statement first, not like Chedush Erim. It says they have Shemen Neis, and they could use it lamar. Mamish lahed yinal achdu sheirim. Hazak de kli chemda, the pshat's like this. There, the Eivishta made olives, and in Shemayim they crushed those actual olives and made oil out of them. And they got the oil that taka came from olives. How do we know that it came from olives? He said, Moshenu, Baruch Kachi, that it came from olives. He discusses one Yisrael b'Shemayim on that. Al Kapanim, that's what he's saying. If the Eivishta makes olives and you crush the olives, that's not a problem of Shemen Neis. That's a Shemen that came from a Zayas. The Zayas could come from a Neis. That's not a problem. The Chedush Erim's problem of Shemen Zayas, Vlei Shemen Neis, was if there never was an olive. So then, there's a din. The Shemen has to actually have come historically from an olive, and that didn't happen. But otherwise, the Vandas good, like you see Mefurish and Agamara, the Chidin that come Derech Neis, the way Taisus learns, you could use it for Menachas. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, "Boy, Rabbi Shimon Bar Pazi, she boilus shevia shlish kaidem la'omer." Let's say the stalk was already a third ripe before the omer, va'akra, and then you uprooted it, v'shasla la'achar omer, and you replanted it after the omer, v'sifa, and then it added. There was more that grew after the omer. Mahu, basa ikra as linon? Do you say that you go basa the ikra v'shari and its mutter? Because the ikra was around by the aimer was mat to the ikra. I don't basa the sefes as linon. We go basa what it added. And what's added was added after the aimer. V'achiyava aimer abba. And mela, it's aser until the next aimer comes. That's the gemara. So the Mefarshim, including the Shita Mekabetzis Eis Gimel, Shtalzach HaNeshayla, why does it have to be Heviya Shlish Kaidim Oimer? The din is that a plant that was Nishresh Kaidim Oimer, the Oimer is Matir. Now, L'chayah the Gemara Shaila was, and we'll speak about this soon, is the Pshat that it's considered the uprooting and replanting it Ke'ilu you never uprooted it? Or is it pshat that no, once you uprooted it, and now you replanted it, so now it's chadash again, it's like a new planting. So why is it tali and avo shlish? So the Svasema says, that kumi the pshat is, that kol kama wasn't maybe shlish, so thus it garnished, and when you uproot it and replant it, so that zicha considered a whole new replanting, and that zicha would be aser. It's only because it was maybe shlish, so then the pshat is, you already have that pesazach. So then, the replanting, it would be just considered a hemshech of the original, planting it, and therefore, and it was planted before the aimer, and therefore be mutter. But zog the svasem is if you're going to learn that way, that this is the shaila. Is it considered a new planting? Or is it just the continuation of the old planting? We don't rechem with the akira. And that could only be by hiviya shlish, because if it's not shlish, then it certainly would be a new planting. So zakt, the svasemis, so you wouldn't need hiviya shlish before the aimer. The main idea is that the hiviya shlish would have to be before you were akira it. What does that do with hiviya shlish before the aimer? So zakt, the svasemis, maybe the gemara is lavdafka. The point isn't the viya shlish before the aimer. The point is it was nishresh before the aimer. And it was the viya shlish, and it was akra and shasla. So then there's a shayla. Is it considered a new planting or the old planting? But it's a little bit shver to me from the Gemara itself, because the Gemara could have said that. The Gemara said, shibaylish and nishresh kaidim la aimer, the viya shlish, the akra, the shasla, they see him out. And the Svasemis points out that Rashi says even more though. Rashi says that the okra has to be kaidim la'imer. So that he says he's stam bothered. What's the difference if you were akered before the aimer, after the aimer? What's the difference when you uprooted it? Even if for some reason it would have to be a viyush shlish before the aimer, but why would the shail only be negay when you uprooted it before the aimer? And he blibes it tzarechi in God. Then he says, Rashi says clearly, Rashi says the reason why it's a viyush shlish, he says, l'hochi nokit shlish t'choshev gemar peri, the imi kame ochi okra havakashachas ba'alma, and zogt Rashi v'lei mahani oimer l'mishraya. The oim is not going to be matrid if it wasn't a vishlish. So chay is very shver. As long as it was nishrish kaidem ha'oimer, even that a vishlish the oimer is matrid. So these are the two kashas. One's a kasha l'chay in the Gemara. Why do you need a vishlish kaidem ha'oimer? L'chay nishrish kaidem ha'oimer should be good enough. And one's a kasha in Rashi. Why does Rashi say it was okra kaidem ha'oimer? Why wouldn't the same shayla apply if you walk after the aimer? And the Karanara, both here and in the Darim, stells on these two questions. He mentions that he thinks the Rambam holds that the viyush shlish is bemis and lavdafka. It really doesn't need a viyush shlish. And it only says a viyush shlish because, practically, if it wasn't a viyush shlish, it wouldn't work to replant it. That's what he says. Psemetzia says that. Happens to be, it wouldn't work if it wouldn't be a viyush shlish, the replanting would be unsuccessful. But the Rambam, he says, is mashma. The Rambam in Mechelos Asuris Perek Yud Alach Hey is mashma. The shail is even if you were okra after the aimer, because the Rambam says like this: Shibayla sheviya shlish min lifnei ha'aimer, va'okra v'shasla achas akara v'aimer v'hesifa. It sounds like the akira also was after the aimer. So the Rambam would say that the shail is even when the akira is after the aimer, and then the Rambam says that the suffix is if it's asim ne'at tisefis. Or it's not also sherei shrisha kaidem ha'omer. Sounds like you don't really need the viya shlish to be matter. The shrisha is a heter. Shalas is the considered one plant, and memela The Akira in Shaslis is if you never did the Akira, so it's mutter because of the Ashrasha Kaidim Aimer. Or is it considered two different plantings, and the male of the Tosefis is all Chadash? But what's Pshat in Rashi? Rashi says clearly these two things, that if it's not a Via Shlish Daim, it can't be Matarit. And the Shaila is only a gay when you Akira it before the Aimer. So the Karen Ayra answers the Shailas, these two questions, part of it here and part of it in the Dharam. And I'll say how I understand the Karen Ayra's Teretz. It's pretty much a Karen Ayra's Teretz, but it's my Havana. Rashi holds that if it was attached to the ground when the Aimer came, so Kumtais, the Aimer was mat to this plant. Once the Aimer was mat to this plant, so even if you were Akra Vashasla after the Aimer, Avad its Mutter. This plant already, the Aimer was matter. It doesn't blive. Rashi holds there's no Havimina that it blives like it's a new Zriya. It's not. Once any plant that was Nishush Kaidim Aimer, the Aimer is matter. This plant was Nishush Kaidim Aimer. When the Aimer came, it was growing. So even though you uprooted it and you replanted it, but this plant already has a heter of the Aimer. It doesn't make a difference if you uprooted and replant it. So what is the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is Dafka by Okra Kaidim Aimer. When you took it out, when you uprooted it before the Aimer, so the Aimer was never matter the plant, because it wasn't the plant at the time of the Aimer. So the Aimer was not matter the plant. So Kum Dais, if it wasn't Tivya Shlish, Dr. Rashi, if you're going to replant it, there's nothing in this plant that's mutter. I mean, if you want to eat it the way it is, so then it's mutter, but it's considered shachas. It's just considered grass. It's not considered grain b'chlal. You have no grain that the aimer was matter. The yesa beer, and this the Kainari doesn't say, but this is how I'm learning up. The aimer could be matter two things. The aimer could be matter grain. If the aimer is matter grain, so the grain is mutter. The aimer, but it has to be grain. In order for the aimer to be matter grain, it has to be a v'yishlish. The aimer could be matter a plant. What's a plant? Any plant that's a Shri Shekaidim Aimer, the Aimer is matter the plant, even if it's not a Viyashlish. But that's Dafka when it was a plant, B'shas that the Aimer was brought. If you were Akra Kaidim Aimer, so it can't be matter this plant. There was no plant then. Now you're going to replant it. There's never a Heter Aimer in this plant. So if it was Loya Viyashlish, it's Zicha Asa. Dar Shteyde Rashi. But Loya Viyashlish, the Aimer can't be matter. Either Aimer can be matter when it's Mushresh, That's if the plant is still attached when the Aimer comes. So the Aimer is matter b'tayrus plant. If it's not attached, so the Aimer can be matter if it's grain. Before v'yishlish, it's not grain b'chlal. So the Aimer is nothing for the Aimer to be matter. Now you replant it, it has no heter Aimer, avad it's chadash. On the other hand, if it was still attached when the Aimer came, so the Aimer was matter the plant. So it's not going to help you. If you were Eikirin and Shaislitz, that's not going to be Magere, that's not going to hurt you, Bechlal. The Aimer was mat to this plant, you uprooted it, you replanted it, it's the same plant. Avada, that's mutter. So what is the Shaila? The Shaila is, it was a Via Shlish. So Eina Chinami, the Aimer was never mat to the plant. But the Aimer was mat to the grain. The grain itself has a din grain, has a din tfuah. The Aimer was mat to the tfuah as a Via Shlish. And now you replanted it. So Eina Chinami, the plant doesn't have a heter. You can't say it's mutter because it was Nishrish Kaidim Aimer. Because that's only if the plant was still growing at the time of the Aimer, was still attached at the time of the Aimer. If the plant wasn't attached at the time of the Aimer was never matter this plant. But the Aimer was matter this grain. So now we have a Shaila. The grain, the grain up to a Shlish has a heter of the Aimer. And now that it grew, that part doesn't have a heter. That's the Gemara Shaila. When the first part has a heter, it's Yashan. And the second part doesn't have a heter, that's Chadash. What do we do? What do we do with the wheat that is a Via Shlish before the Aimer? It was Akra Kaidim Aimer. So now there's a heter on this initial grain. You're allowed to eat it, but instead of eating it, you replanted it. And on the Isafah there is no heter, because the plant never had a heter, because it wasn't attached. If the plant was attached, Bishasi brought the Aimer, that's Zicha going to be mutter. That Kira doesn't take off the heter of the plant. As long as you replant it, it's the same plant. And this plant has a het of the Eimer. If you uprooted it before the Eimer and it wasn't a via shlish, that's parsha that is usser. Why? Because the Eimer can't be matted a plant because it wasn't the plant b'shas the Eimer. Elamai, the Eimer to be matted a grain, there was no grain. Before via shlish, shachas ba'alma. And the Eimer can't be matted. Hey, nein devirashi. But what is the Gemara Shaila? If it was already a via shlish before the Eimer, and you were oikeret, so the Eimer was never matted a plant, but the Eimer was matted a grain. Then you replanted it. So now, since the plant doesn't have any hetter, so whatever grows new, that's going to be aser. But the part that had already grown before the Eimer, that grain is mutter. So you have the iker mutter, and the sefer aser. That's a Gemara Shaila. Dashtei Be'erich in the Karen Eira, between what he says here and what he says in the Darim Dafnan Zayin Amid Beis. Now you have a similar sugya there in the Darim Dafnan Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara declares about, let's say something is growing on Shvius, and then it continues growing after Shvius. So the first part of the plant has an Isser Shvius, and the second part of the plant doesn't have an Isser Shvius. And this is the Shailin, do you go Basir to Ikka, you go Basir to the Sefis? And the Gemara there is Peshedif in the same two Mamers the Gemara has here. When you have a Yalda Shesivcha Biskena, you have a tree which is not yet 3 years old, and you put on this tree a branch which is more than 3 years old, is Kena, and now the peri grows. So the first part of the peri grew from the tree that wasn't 3 years old, that's Arla, and the next part of the peri grew from the grafted Zakena, which wouldn't be Arla. So again, the Iker is Arla, the Iker has an Issa to it, and the Tosefis is Heter. And similarly, it says by Klai HaKerem, if you have an onion, which is heter, and you planted that onion in a kerem, which is, so now the onion becomes, I'm sorry, the onion becomes Klai HaKerem, but then you take off the kerem, so the ikra, I mean, is aser, because it became Klai HaKerem, was planted in a kerem, and the tesefis is mutter, and the Gemara says that it's aser, so you see, you go basa the ikra. So who would then here, you go basa the ikra, but here the ikra is mutter, because the ikra was done before the Eimer, and the Tosefis is Aser. There, those two cases, the Iker is Aser, the Iker is Arla, in the case of Yalda Shesilcha B'Zkeinu, or the Iker is Klai HaKerem, like the case of Batzel, that was planted Sheshasla B'Kerem. And then, you took away the Kerem, or you put in a Zkeinu here, and the Tosefis is Mutter. And we say, you go Basir the Iker, and the Iker is Aser, the Iker is Klai HaKerem and Arla, the Tosefis is Mutter, the Tosefis comes from a Zkeinu, or comes from when there was no kerem, and that's mutter. And we go about to the ikur, and it's aser. So here also, where the ikur is yashan, the ikur was the viyashlish kaidem aimer, was akur kaidem aimer, and the tesefis is chadash. So here also, we should go about to the ikur, and it should be mutter. So the Gemara says, the reason why it wasn't paishet from there, is because maybe it's mesupik, and there is, you only say it lechumra, and not lekula. So if the Iker is Aser and the Tosefis is Mutter, you go Lechumra and say it's Aser. But in our case, where the Iker is Mutter and the Tosefis is Aser, you'll also go Lechumra and you'll say it's Aser. Now in the Gemara Nedarim, which the Gemara also declares that same Shiloh about the Iker being Aser with Shemitah and the Tosefis being Mutter after Shemitah, and brought the Raya from Arla and Klai HaKerem, where the Iker is Arla, the Iker is Klai HaKerem, and the Tosefis is when the Zkena was involved, or the Tosefis is when there was Neker, Akerim, and his Mutter. There's a Machlekes Rishonim, what is the Pshat in the Shaila of the Gemara? The Pirush HaRash there, and the Pirush HaTosfos, and the Rashba, and the Mefarish, which is written, it's Miuchas LeRashi, but people say it's not Rashi. The Shaila is, do we say that it's Batal? That's clear that the Ikka remains Arla and Klai HaKerem, etc., and that's not going to change. And that's clear that the Tosefis is not Arla, because you have it, that's coming from the Zakena. Or that's coming after Sneker Akerim. So the Iker is certainly going to be Aser, and that's not going to change. The Tosefis is certainly going to be Mutter, and that's also not going to change. The question is, do we say Bittel B'Raif? Like it says, the Afi Shei Sifa Mesai. Normally, Arla, when you have 200, it's Bittel, but 200, if it's a Teruvis, one part Arla, 200 part Heter, it's batal. But here, when you have 1/200th of the peiri that grew from the alda, and 199/200 of the peiri that grew from the zakena, that's a shaila if it's batal. And the same thing with the klai kerem, if it grew 200 times as much after the kerem was neker, do we say it's batal or not? Now, why shouldn't it be batal? So Taisus and the Rashba say it's a derabanan dekedin. People don't look at it as like teruvis derabanan what guys are that shouldn't be batal. I mean, they're isets of ad batal. It's a shaila mi derabanan if we say it's batal or not. The Rosh there, the Pirush Rosh is mashes the Raisa Digadin, he says it's not really mixed. The Gedulim are just added to the Iker, it's not like a Taruvitz, it's not a mixture Bechlau. He also brings the Pasuk by Klaya Kerem, Bahazera Hamalea, that if it was already planted and then it became Klaya Kerem, it becomes Aser, so you see it doesn't become Batal. The Rosh is mashes the Raisa Digadin. But Al Kopanim, the Rishainim Via Mavur, that the shaila there is, avada the ikir remains aser, avada the tesefis is mutter, the shaila is there a din bittul or not? But the Ran in the Dorim says no. The Ran in the Dorim says, if you're going to tell me that the tesefis is mutter, so then avada there would be a din bittul. The Gemara shaila gufa was like this. Do you say that whatever grew as klayim, as erla, as shvius over there, that's aser, but whatever grew afterwards is mutter. Or do you say no? Hakol hilch acher ha'ikr. Since the ikr is klaya kerem, that means this plant is klaya kerem. It doesn't matter now that the rest grew not in a kerem. This plant is chalach alois klaya kerem. That's going to be, the whole plant is going to have to be klaya kerem. This plant was arla as it started. This fruit was arla. The whole fruit's going to be arla no matter what. It's not a shailen ilchis bittel. So shaila, what the plant is. Bittul avada, you would say. On the tzadat tesefis is mutter, it would be batul. It would be mevatul the ikr. That's gul for the shaila if tesefis is mutter or not. So the sefer Torah is wrong. On in Masechta Shviyas, Paragvav Mishneh Gimel, he says, our sugi, he thinks is mavur like the Ran. Because if you go on to say this surah to be matir, that's not a vert of bittul. How would you bechlal say this svara lekula? The Gemara is mashu be'etzim the svara would apply bein lechumra bein lekula. But the shaila was it mifshit pshita tiriza meroim that when you have an arla and then you were meisif from a zakena, where you have klaya kerem and you were meisif after it was neker akerem, was it pasha to them that it was aser? Or was it a suffik? And the mele, they only said a lechumra, not lekula. But it sounds like it's the same svara. Zakta Teres Ram, how would you say the Svar of Lekul if it's a Svar of Bittul? Al-Karchach Agamar is saying that the Pshat is that once the Iker is Yashan, so that means this Tvu is Yashan, so all they suffer would be able to get the din of the Iker. Not all's Bittul. Stam. So that's the Gemara Shaila. Not that it's Pasha that the Iker of Adas Arla that the Sephis is of Adas Mutter and the Shaila that you say Bittul. Because then you can't say it the other way. You can't say that the ikr is yashan and that would be matter the whole thing. Adarava. Then you'd say lechumra. And if shad is, the Gemara is saying a svar that since this peri, be'ikr is arla, be'ikr is klayakarim, be'ikr is shvius, so may the whole peri is that way, including the sephis. So then the same svar would apply lekula. Since this peri has a heter of the omer, the ikr, so the whole peri has the heter of the omer. Memela, it's that way. Now he has a cheshbon, he wants to learn it some achleikis ha-sugyas to feed the other Rishayim. And the other Rishayim had a hechrich in that sugya, not that way. And he wants to even have a third pshat, that the Yerushalmi says the pshat of kol ha-yetzim and ha-aser-aser. The reason why the arla and the klayakarim and the shviyas is aser, because kol ha-yetzim and ha-aser-aser. So that's a third pshat. It's not the pshat that there's a teruvis and it's aser because it's not batal. And it's not the pshat that the peri is shteldevek by the ikr. The pshat is that since it came from Arla, came from Klaya Kerem, it came from Shvius, Kol Yetzim and Aser Aser. That also wouldn't apply Lekula at all. Now this Gemara is Mavur like the Ran. But the MS is, the Shita Mekabetzis is Mavur, that he learns this Gemara it's Bittul also. That's Guf the Shail of the Gemara here. Could the Iker be Mavatal the Tesefis? See, Rashi says, by our Shaila, of Shibayla Shevi Shlish Kaidan La'imah V'Arka V'Shasla Achara Aimer. Rashi says Vesifa Mashu. Why is Rashi saying Vesifa Mashu? What if it's Meisif Alat? So the Shida Mekubetzes, is now it says Vesifa Pirish Rashi Kolshu, Avla Sifa Raif Shita Dlimavatul Ika Ligadulim, Avla Kolshu Vatul. So the Shida Mekubetzes is learning up in Rashi that the Gemara Shaila is also Shaila of Bittul. And Hacha B'maya Skinon, that the Ika was more than the Tosefis. And the shail is the ikka mevatel the tesefis. And there the shail is that the tesefis is more than the ikker. And the Gemara shail is that the tesefis mevatel the ikker. But it's the same shail. Do you say bittel when you have a teruvis of Isser and Heter in the same plant, and the teruvis is by the way it grew? If part of the plant grew as an Isser, and part of the grand plant grew as a Heter, and rave of it is mutter, and a meat of it is Asser, so do you say bittel? That's the Shaila. The Torah Shimon brings the Shita Mekubetzes, he argues on it, Ve'im Lahar Chokach. But Lachar, that's what it's Tullian. If you learn, like the Ran, that the Shaila in the Gemara in the Durin is Stam, does the Tesefis become like the Iker because the Tesefis is just the Tesefis on the Iker? Whatever the din of the Iker is, Mamela, that's the din of the Tesefis. So then you learn the Gemara that way also, very Geshmak. But if you learn like the other Rishonim, you could learn the Gemara here also. The other Rishonim are learning the Shaila is, Avanda the Iker is Asur in that case, and the Sefis is Mutter, the Shaila is there, Din Bittul. So you can learn the same Shaila here, like the Shita Mekubetzes learns up in Rashi, Avanda the Iker is Mutter, and the Sefis is Avanda Asur, and the Shaila is, it was only Meisif Kolshu, and is there a Din Bittul? And why shouldn't there be a Din Bittul? Either like the Rashban Taisa say, a Darabanan didn't want to make a Din Bittul by Gidulim, a Darabanan. Well, like the Rosh says, because it's not considered a teruvis of the Gdulim and the Ikka, so male, there can't be a bittul. The Torah's Ram is Ma'ir, that the Gemara's Svaris, the next Gemara, the Gemara that talks about the same Shail Lagabi Meiser, that let's say you had a wheat and you took off Meiser from it and you replanted the wheat. So does it become Tevel again totally, or the part that's Chulin Mesukanim is not Tevel? So the Gemara says, why don't you learn it out from the case by the Batzel? When you replanted an onion, it all becomes Tevel. So the Gemara says, the onion is the Derech to plant it that way. So that it all becomes Tevel. But here it's not the Derech to plant it that way. So Mela we have a Shaila. And similarly, the Gemara asks a Shaila about the Otzitz. Let's say it started growing in an Otzitz She'ein Anakuv, which doesn't have a Chi of Meiser. And then you made a hole in the Otzitz. So the rest, so the next part has a chi of meiser. So the Gemara is a shayla. In that case, does only the Tesefis have the chi of meiser? Well, does the whole thing have a chi of meiser? And the Gemara wants to make a chilik between chad zriya and shtei zriyas. If you're going to learn that's bittul, it's hard to be mechalik between chad zriya and shtei zriyas, or derek zriyasan and not derek zriyasan. If you're going to say a yisayid, that the shaila is, how do we look at this peri? Is this peri, be'etzim a peri of chulin gemurim, and all the tesefis is bottled to the ikker? But the Gemara didn't have the shaila that way, they wanted the shaila the other way, that maybe once you planted it, and it's growing, the peri is growing, tevel, that makes the entire thing tevel, that makes the entire thing chayev ma'isris. These svaris to be mechalik between derech zriya, and between, if it's chad zriya or tait zriyas, delachay is svaris in whether you look at the plant becholius as a plant shall tevel, because since the gidulim is tevel, that means the whole plant is a plant of tevel. Well, no. The ikir is chulin gemurim, and the sof is tevel. But lachay, these svaris don't stim with shailus of bittul. Lachay, this part of the Gemara doesn't. Kvanim etzvah the Torah is ram nemzon. Because these svaris about derech zriyasan and zriyechadan and not zriyechada, these are svaris in how we look at the plant. Do we look at it as a plant that the ikar is one thing and that the tesefis is another thing? Or do we look at it as one big plant and the male it's all tevel? L'chari, they're not svaris in bittul b'chlal. That's l'chari shtims with the Ran's mahalach. It's not a shaila of bittul. The shaila is, does the ikar go basa the tesefis? Or fakir, the tesefis goes basa the ikar. That's where these svaris would fit in. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bay Rabavo, she bayla shemircha b'kri v'shasla v'kar l'shem b'mechubemahu." What if you have a stalk that you already were finished in Meruach? It's already chayiv and Shumas and Maisus. And then you replanted it. And then you said that it should be Truma while it's still Mechubur. You call your shame Truma while it's still Mechubur. Do you say, Kevin the Marcha Tavulah, Kikar Leshem Kachala? Do you say that once you did Meruach, it's already Tavul, so now when Yikar Leshem becomes Kaddish, it becomes Shuma? Idilma Kevin the Shas Lapakle Tivul Minei. When you replanted it, it's no longer Tavul. That's the Lashon HaGemara. And the Gemara Shalak Levitari doesn't come up with an answer. So the Brisker Rav brings down a Machlekes Rashi and Taisis. How do we know something can't become Chuma by Mechubah L'Karka? The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Samach Beis talks about if you mafrish from Mechubah on Tolish, like Abedit's the Din of Davish Shaloi B'la Ilam, it's Mavur that you cannot make something Mechubah Chuma. Why not? So Rashi says in Kedushin, because it can't have Meruach. There's a Din by Chuma, you need Meruach. There's a Din de Gancha. And Mechubah can't have Meruach. You can't pile up the Mechubah. That's what Rashi says. So Taisa says, it's very shver. Because the din is that before Meruach, it is chalan at Hashem Chuma. There's such a thing of the Gdima B'Shibalim. Even if you, while it still stalks, as long as it's Tolish, but even while it still stalks, before you do the Gemar Malacha, if you make it Chuma, it's chal. It's not chayiv in Chuma. You're allowed to eat from it arai, it doesn't have a din tevel. But it could be chal Hashem Chuma. And mechubar stam can't be chal Hashem Chuma b'chlal. So you can't say the chsarin of Truma is because it's not nidgat. So Taisa says, and there's a sifri, that has exerius akasiv, it says, mimenu barimcha mischalba mimenu, mimenu v'loimen am mechubar. Mimenu is a miut that you can only be take Chuma from Talish and not from mechubar. Now what's Pshana Rashi? Machaya Taisus is often a Gemara. Often all over Shas. Avada before the Meruach, it is Chal Chuma. So what's Pshan of Ashti? It says that the Chsar and Mechubar is because there's no Meruach. So the Brisker Rav explains that Avada, stand that it's missing Meruach, but it could potentially have Meruach. So Mamela, even though it doesn't have a Chiyav Chuma Samashis yet, but it has a potential Chiyav. The potential chiyuv makes that it should be chal b'di'evit if you make chuma on it, even though there's no actual chiyuv yet. Masha'en kein, if it's mechubar and you can't do meruach, so kumtais is bechlal not considered tvur yet linyan meiser. The Ritva really in Kedushin, he says something which stems very good with the Brisker Rav. He says there's two dinim in the gancha that you need midgen. Rashi says you need midgen, and the gancha you learn at that you need idgen. The drasha of the gancha is diguncha. Diguncha means that it's already piled. But that's not that it won't be chal chuma. That's legabe dechiv chuma. Legabe dechiv chuma, we darshan the gancha as diguncha. Diguncha means that it's already piled. But the pasha taich the gancha, the mikri etzim de pshutai of the gancha, that means something which could be piled. If it can't be piled bechlal, the Torah wasn't discussing it bechlal. Now it seems what the Brisker Rav is saying, there's one din that it wasn't a schayev b'payil, and legabe that, chuma could be chal, and one din is that's b'chal not a bar chiyuva, that's from the guncha, and there, chuma can't be chal at all. So Zagdi Rav Kipshuta, I would learn that the machlekes Rashi and Taisus, legabe mechubar, is not just the machlekes in Drasha, but it's the machlekes in the Yisayid Hafka of mechubar. According to Rashi, the Yisayid is that it's not a bar chumas and maishas yet. The Torah wasn't discussing about a plant that's mechubah minigay chumas and maishas. It's not a bar chumas and maishas yet. So mainly, you can't make it chuma. It's not something which has in the parish of chumas and maishas. Now, Shekin Taisus holds, no. It's in the parish of chumas and maishas. But there's a xeris akas of a tanai. Mimenu tells him, mimenu laitzis a mechubah. It's a tanai. In order to have a chalais chuma, it has to be talish. But not because it's missing in the malacha, it's missing in the Gemara malacha, it's missing in the potential chiyuv. It's a din. It's a xeris akasav. Chuma has to be tallest, chuma can't be mechubar. But zok the Rav, if you learn that way, then this Gemara doesn't shtim. Because that Gemara has it sad, that once you merech it, it's already neschayiv and chuma semaisis, so mela it's loipaka, and mela could be chal chuma. So according to Rashi, it's very good. Rashi is saying that Mechuvir is not in the parish of Chumas and Maisis. But this wheat was Tolish, and it was Meruach, and already was Chalon and Achi of Chumas and Maisis. So maybe once it's Chalon and Achi of Chumas and Maisis, now you make it Mechuvir, it doesn't lose it. Mechuvir doesn't yet have the Chi of Chumas and Maisis. It's not yet in the parish of Chumas and Maisis. But once it already became in the parish of Chumas and Maisis, it was Tolish, it was Meruach, and had a Chalois Chi of Chumas and Maisis. Now you replanted it, now it doesn't lose it. Other name. Or when you replant it, it starts over from the beginning again. When you replant it, it loses its whole din, and it starts from the beginning. And Mimela, it's vayt and not in the parish of Chumas and Maisis anymore. That could be the tut stadim according to Rashi. But according to Taisus, if it's stomach, there is a custom, men who lights it, some mechuber. So what's the pshat in this gemara? What's the difference with Niskayim? It's anyway in the parish of Chumas and Maisis. That's Taisus, Kasha, and Rashi. That even before Miruach, even if it was in the sky, you can make tshuma. What's a chsar and a mechuber? Zak Taisus, exeris a kas of imenu. If it's exeris a kas of imenu, why should the Miruach make a difference? Why should the fact that it was nismarach betolish and then it was reattached, why? The maisa, now it's mechuber. And there's a tonight, there's exeris a kas of mechuber. Can't become tshuma as a maisus. How would Taisus learn this gemara? That's right, the Viskirov. You have to say in Taisus also, it's not just the Tanai. In Taisus also, there's a cause of Imenu who tells you that this Chumah is Mufka from Chumas and Maisis. The Torah wasn't talking about Mechubah in the parish of Chumas and Maisis, just like Rashi. Now Rashi says you learn it from the Gancha, that it has to be immediate Midgan. And Taisus says, no, if you can't learn it from the fact that it needs Meruach. Meruach doesn't make it that it's not in the parish of Chumas and Maisis. Meruach just means that there's no Chi of Chumas and Maisis. But if you make a Kriya Shame, Chumas and Maisis on something is without Miruach, it's Chal. So who would the Mechubah would be that way? Taisus is not Mechalik between if there happens not to be Miruach or if it's not Bechal Shayach Miruach. He's not Mechalik between those two. He doesn't see that there are two drushes. So Mel Taisus has another drush of Imenu. But Imenu is essentially saying the same thing. That till it's Talosh, it's not in the parish of Chumas and Maisis yet. It's not a Tanai Exeris, a cost of a Chumah can't be Chal and Mechubah. So there's no machlokes, Rashi and Taisus, and that's some lumdus of why Mechuber is Pater. Avada, the both of them are masking the reason why Mechuber is Pater is because Kol's man that is Mechuber is not in the parish of Chumas and Maisis altogether. And Meli Kekleach Akira. So what if it was once Talosh, and it was Merech, and it had a Chir of Chumas and Maisis, and now you reattach it? So the Shaila is once it already had it, so Meli doesn't lose it. So it's still in the parish of Chumas and Maisis, or no? When you reattach it, when you replant it, it starts all over from the beginning again. And the Mechalikas Rashi and Taisus only in Meshmais Darshim Ikebenayu. The Adarshin from the Gancha, the Adarshin from the Menu, that's the whole Mechalikas. But that's Zichar the Lumdus. You can't say that the Lumdus is that there's a Tanai, that a Mechubir can't be Chal Truma, because I would say there'll be no Makam to say that once there was Meruach, it should already be Chal. Now, the Dvar Avram, in Shaila, why didn't the Gemara say that it's Negei Lagabi the Issa Tevel? Why is it only the Gemara, why is the Gemara only discussing Lagabi whether Chuma could be Chal on the reattached Shibalas? Why didn't the Gemara ask the Shaila, does it have an Issa Tevel? And Lechura, the Issa Tevel's Negeia even after you detach it. Because if you're going to say it starts over again, you put it back in the ground, it starts over again. So Lechura won't re- It won't have a Issa Tevel again until you do the Meruach. So the Chayetz Negei, the Issa Tevel, and not only the Issa Tevel while it's attached, the Chayetz Negei, the Issa Tevel, Al Kapanim Lagabi Achilas Sarai, until you do the Meruach again. So the Sefer Eilish Shleimai, Eifenart, he saw this Dvar Avram, and he said that no, Lagabi the Issa Tevel, that's Pashat, it will retain the Issa Tevel. And he says, Ashita Mekavetzis says this, Ashita Mekavetzis in Aizvav, he says, Parkal Tivul Meneva Loilat Tir Ba'achila, Sher Gedulim Tevel. Nechayim Lel Pshitalei Deboi Lesuril Tesefis. And Gedulei Tevel is Tevel. But Makim Shein Zarekola, and Koshkein the thing itself. That's how Eilish Shleimai explains. Even though there we made a Chilutin of Batzel and a Shibailis, but Kol's man, it's Ein Zarekola, the thing itself is Avada Tevel. So the Eilish Shleimai Tainis, that's Pashit, that it will remain Tevel. And Zakta Eilish Shleimai, as soon as you detach it, Avada, you could take off Chumas and Maisis from it. the whole shaila that the Gemara has, it could be chal on the tshumas, and maishas is while it's mechuber. But avada, it's still tevel. And avada, once you detach it, it will be chal on the tshumas and maishas. That's tied into Eilish Shloimei. So I think he's learning that the whole shaila of the Gemara of tshumas is not chal, I think the Eilish Shloimei is learning, is not the pshat that it starts again from the beginning, and now it's again reattached, now it's again has afkar from the whole din tshumas and maishas. No. Hab shita to the Gemara that once it was chal achiv tshumas and maishas on it, it will never be paka. Varayi from gedulim, even the gedulim, are going to be tevel. So kol shkein, it itself is going to remain tevel. So what's it sad that tshuma won't be chal on it? I think in the Eilish Shloimei you're going to have to learn that the only tzad that tshuma won't be chal on it is maybe taka, that's gufa de chakira, that the reason why tshuma is not chal on mechuber is exeris akasav, that tshuma can't be chal on mechuber. It's a little shver than Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara is, do you say, kevin the memrech tavlulei, sumameil kev karlei shem kachlei, idilma kevin the shasa paklei tivlamine? But according to the Eilish Shloimei, he says, like the Shita says, paklei tivlamine doesn't mean in regard to the Issa Tevel, it just means in regard to the Chaleis Tshuma. But even in regard to the Chaleis Tshuma, there's no afkar from the Etzim Tevel. It still really is mechuyev in Tshuma. It's just, it can't be chal once calls man it's mechuber. And once you tailish it, it would have a din shuma, would have an issa tevel and a din shuma even before meruach. Now, very interesting that the Dvar Avram saw this Eilish Shloimei, and in a subsequent print of his sefer, he wrote in Agah, he wrote the Eilish Shloimei Zahara, that the Shita Mekevetsa said that anyway the Chiyuv Tevel is not paka, not like what the Dvar Avram asked, that why the Gemara Kleil Agabi Tevel. And the Dvar Avram says, yeah, the Shita Mekevetsa says it, but there's a Rash in Shvius, I mean in Shumas, Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin, that says, Bein HaDvarim, that once you replant it, it's totally not Tevel anymore. It's gone, the whole Tevel is completely gone. And you're going to have to say in the Rash, look, the Dvar Avram, that the Din of Gidulim, that a Tevel is a Din Derabanan. But really, Midereisa, when you replant it, it's totally Pocket Hashem Tevel, and Gemara Shaila is in regard to the Issa Tevel as well. So it's the Machlokes. It's like the Dvar Avram, the Shita Mekevetsa, Sein Echanami says, then in regard to the Issa Tevel will remain. It's only a shail if the Tshuma could be chal b'mechuber. But the Rash in Tshuma says that the Issa Tevel will also be paka. But the Brisker Rav learns that even like the Shita Mekevetzes, he doesn't learn like the Rash. I mean, he doesn't learn like the Eilish Shloimei. Even in the Shita Mekevetzes, the Rav does not learn like the Eilish Shloimei that it has the Gansa Din Tevel. And the ganze chaleis chi of tshumas and maisis just exerts the kasev that it can't be chal b'mechuber. Like we said before, the Rav is nemming on that if tshuma can't be chal b'mechuber, that means that the pshat is that mechuber is nifka legamri from any type of tshumas and maisis. So the Gemara's shaila is like the Gemara's lashon is. Do you say once it's already chal chaleis chi of tshumas and maisis after miruach that can never be paka? Or no? When you replant it, it's paka again. It starts in the beginning again. The Rav learns that the pshat and the Shita Mekevetzes, that there'll be an Issa Tevel is, that the Issa Tevel is not paka. Since there's an Issa Tevel, it's chalon and a chalais Issa Tevel, so even when the chitim become totally mufka from Tshumas and Maishus, but the Issa Tevel won't be paka. So the Rav says, and it will come out a very big chiddush lefi the Shita Mekevetzes. The Eilish Shloimei learns that according to the Shita Mekevetzes, as soon as you detach it, so it's regular tevel. It's as if it was never attached. Even on the tzad of the Gemara, that tshuma can't be chal b'mechuber. But the Rav says, no. Avada won't become the schayiv and tshuma semaisis till the miruach. So he says, if let's say you have a shibolus, that was nismarech, and it became tevel. And then you reattached it, so it's pocket of tevel. But like the Shita says, not the Issa tevel. And then it was again cut off, and it was done in meruach akum to it. So now it's not shayach tshumas and maisus, because it was done in meruach akum, and meruach akum is a baiter. The Zakteh, it will remain Tevel forever, and there's no way to fix it. You have something which has an Issa Tevel, but it's Mufka from Trumas and Maestras. Because that much Zicha happened. When you reattached it, it became Mufka from Trumas and Maestras, like that side of the Gemara. Navas, the Issa Tevel remained. Elamai, Shteb Neshitim of Gevetzis, it's a talk of something to have an Issa Tevel, even though it's totally Mufka from Trumas and Maestras. How? Because the Issa Tevel was there when it was about Trumas and Maestras, and the Issa Tevel never goes off, even if it becomes Mufka from Trumas and Maestras. So if you could, again, do a Meruach Yisrael and take off Trumas and Maestras, so that would be Mufkir the Issa Tevel. But if you can't, you do the Meruach Hakam or Meruach Hektish, so it will remain Tevel forever, and there will be no way to misaken it. The Rav is a Shikol HaShitasai, there's a Yiduadika, Machlaikis Halacha L'Maisa, that's very negayev b'zman hazeh. If let's say you have a fruit that's tevel, not a grape or an olive, but another fruit, like an orange or an apple. And you squeeze the orange and the apple, you make orange juice or apple juice. So you're not allowed to drink the orange juice because there's a din of yetzim and aser aser. And mamela, since it came from an orange of tevel, you can't drink the orange juice. It's aser. Could you take maaser on this orange juice? The Briska Rav held, or at least was mitzadet l'chumra, that you can't. Because the halacha is, in order for chuma to be chal, it has to be chal on a peri. And any other juice besides for yayin and shemen, any other fruit juice besides for wine and olive oil, has a din of zeya ba'alma, doesn't have a din of a peri. So mele can't be chal chumas on something which is not a peri. But lagabe the issa tevel, since it came from an orange of tevel, an orange is a peri, since it came from an orange of tevel, kol yetzim an aser aser. So come dais time at the Briska Rav, you'll have a case where there's such a thing, you'll have an issa tevel, and there's no way to misaken it. So male, the only way to drink orange juice is if you took maaser on the oranges. But let's say for whatever reason they didn't take maaser on the oranges, and you have orange juice that didn't take maaser, you can't go and be mafresh maaser from the orange juice itself. That's the Briska Rav's chumra, and Talmidim are naig that way. But the Chazon Ish held, no. The Chazon Ish held, if it had an Issa Tevel, so that by definition means you could take Chumas and Maestras from it. Chazon Ish speaks about it in his Sefer and Maestras, Simon Zion. But the Briska Rav, I see, is L'Shitasa. He's learning the Shita Mekubetzes, that even though the Gemara is only discussing L'Gabe Nechaloi Shem Chumah for Kibichal B'Mechumar, but not L'Gabe the Issa Tevel, but Avada D'Pshat, why the Chaloi Shem Chumah can't be Chal, is because it's totally Mufka from Chumas and Maestras. Not like the way the Eilish Shleim are learning Stamas Exeris the cost of the Gemara. It's not Mashman that way. So Eiba Zai, even when you Teilish it, you'll have an Issa Tevel, but you'll have to take Chumas and Maestras. It has to become Roy for Chumas and Maestras. If Meruach Akam was done to it, and it's no longer Roy for Chumas and Maestras, so it'll remain Tevel, and there'll be no way to misaken it. That's the Briska Rav's Chiddush.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.